Good morning and welcome to St. Stephen Lutheran Church. Pastor Bernthal will be having is on vacation, and we will be having a lay service for today. Please rise as we start our service with a prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, with gratitude for all you have done for my salvation, I rejoice to be called a Christian. Rule in my heart and send the Holy Spirit to work and dwell within me, so that I may always conduct myself in a manner worthy of my calling as a child of God. Give me a heart that looks out for others more than myself, that loves others like you love me, that shares the gospel with others, and rejoices to see and be a part of the work in your kingdom. Bless us all in our worship this morning. Amen. Please be seated. We'll open our service with a hymn, "Now Greet the Swiftly Changing Year." Let's open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful, and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in his name, he gives power to become the sons of God and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Amen. Be with you and with thy spirit. We pray. Eternal God, we commit to your mercy and forgiveness the year that has ended and commend it to your blessing and love the times yet to come. In this new year, abide among us with your Holy Spirit that we may always trust in the saving name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our first reading for today comes from the book of James, chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go into this city or that city, spend a year there, do business, and make a profit. You do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? Indeed, it is a mist that appears for a little while and then disappears. Instead, it is better for you to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and we will do this or that. But right now, you are boasting in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So for the one who knows the right thing to do and doesn't do it, this is a sin. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The second reading is from Luke chapter 12, verses 4 through 9. Glory be to thee, O Lord. And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast it into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 copper coins? And not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Here ends our second reading. Praise to thee, O Christ. Please stand as we confess our faith with the Apostles' Creed on page 5 of the service bulletin. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Our next hymn is Lord, Thee I Love with All My Heart.
Please stand. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of our Lord that we consider this morning is taken from the book of the Psalms, the 73rd Psalm, starting with verse 23. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For indeed those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works. So far our text. Please be seated. In the name of our Savior Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, dear fellow redeemed. With the close of the old year and the opening of the new, many of our neighbors are looking back over what transpired in the past year, and also looking to the future to consider what it may be that lies ahead in this new year. You know, as children of God, the practice of looking back and looking forward is not something that we just do on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, but we do it every single day of our lives. With the passing of each day, we mournfully look back as we take note of the many transgressions that we were guilty of in offending our good and gracious God. And we turn to Him with a repentant spirit, and we seek His pardon and saving grace through Jesus. Also mindful of God's loving kindness and tender mercies, which He shows us each and every day of our lives, we remember the Lord to give thanks and praise for how He has so wonderfully treated us and blessed us faithfully each and every day with countless blessings. And then there's the forward look of faith, relying on our Savior God to ever be with us, to graciously bless us in our life of devotion and service to Him every day until the end of our days in this earthly life. The believer who wrote Psalm 73 was in this mode of looking back and looking to the future in faith. In the verses preceding our text, the psalmist Asaph lowered his head in sorrow when he thought about how he had almost stumbled and tripped and fell away from God, forsaking Him. For he found himself envying the wicked and the unbelievers in the world who scoffed at God, and yet they prospered in life with riches and ease. They were seemingly breezing along in life without a care in the world. When comparing his life to all the trials and tribulations that Asaph suffered as a child of God, he was tempted to think that all this cleansing of his heart and his devotion of trying to lead a pure and decent life in word and deed was in vain, for nothing. He thought to himself, what's the use of being a believer when the unbeliever has a good in life? Whereas as a child of God, he suffered a life of affliction. Have we not all entertained questions and doubts in our life with God, when things were not going so well? In our personal life, in our marriage, in our family life, and out in the world? Has not our flesh deceived us at times to think that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence where the unbelievers are sitting? Like with the psalmist, all this would draw us away from the Lord. But thanks be to God who works to wake us up, to see how vain and how wrong-headed this is to think this way. And he enables us to have a forward look of faith. First of all, that forward look of faith involves remembering the gracious hand of God at work in our lives. In verse 23, Asaph writes concerning himself and the Lord, "Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand." Think of what was happening in the life of Asaph. Because of his discontent and envy, he was about ready to turn his back on God and join the unbelieving world. And yet, in spite of this, God did not turn his back on Asaph. Rather, the Lord lovingly and mercifully continued to be there for him. Holding Asaph by the hand, so to speak, the Lord led him to repentance over his foolish way of thinking, and then comforted him by absolving him of his sins for Jesus' sake. When we look down the road of life and think of how our sinful flesh will cause us to stray many times from the path of God, the danger of completely forsaking him, what a tremendous comfort it is to know that God faithfully is there with us, and his gracious hand repeatedly reaches out to us through his word and his sacrament, and he leads us back, and he restores us to his fold by his saving grace. God's abiding presence and his outstretched hand is also reassuring to us when in the future an unexpected trial hits us like a ton of bricks. With God overseeing and governing our lives, leading us by the hand down the road of life, we have the confident trust he will not take us down a path that would lead to our eternal harm. And when the going gets tough, he reaches out and he lifts us up in his arms and he carries us along, giving us strength, patience, and perseverance to carry on through any difficulty that we might encounter in life. And not only that, trusting in his word of promise, we know that the Lord will use those trials for our good. The forward look of faith also involves looking to God's word for divine counsel. The psalmist says of the Lord in verse 24, "You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory." As far as the unknown things that lie ahead of us in the future, one of the noble facts in life is that we can be sure that we will encounter problems. You can count on it. In one way or another, you will have difficulties ahead. And when they occur, we may not always have an answer for it. Understand why. And so we need counsel. We need good advice. You and I know that in this day and age, there are all kinds of counselors in the private and public sector. The problem is that there are counselors out there that don't acknowledge God or his word as holding a key to problems that we may encounter in life. And if that's the case, we can't always expect them to give us good advice. In fact, they may give us some counsel that will do more harm than good. One sure and unerring source of counsel that we can confidently rely on to help us in the many different areas of life is the Lord. He's the one who holds the key to any problem that we encounter in this life. And as children of God, we know and we believe that his word of divine counsel is like a lamp to our feet and a lamp to our path. The Lord says concerning his word of counsel and our use of it, and you hear this every Sunday, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. In other words, happy. You know, we say Happy New Year to people. Happy is the person who continues to listen to the word of God and embraces it for his life. The Apostle Peter said concerning Jesus, who is the wonderful counselor and the mighty God, you have the words of eternal life. So at any future time when we encounter problems or difficulties, you can count on it that you can find good and faithful counsel from the Lord in his word. So what does he want us to do? He wants you to search the scriptures. And when you find an answer that's found in God's word, apply it to your lives. And if you can't find that needed counsel in God's word, go to the pastor, and ask him to help you with that. Still another factor that involves a forward look of faith is regarding God as our dearest treasure. The psalmist says of him in verses 25 and 26, whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Remember, Asaph was being tempted to turn his back on the Lord and forsake him and seek a life of riches and ease that's found with the unbeliever. But then he was reminded of the final and ultimate outcome for the unbeliever. He said in verse 27, for indeed those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry. So what good would it do for us to gain what the world has to offer and lose our life with God and our future with him in heaven? Not worth it. Not worth it at all. In the hymn that we just sang, we voice this sentiment. Earth has no pleasure I would share, yea, heaven itself were void and bare, if thou, Lord, wert not near me. And should my heart for sorrow break, my trust in thee can nothing shake. Thou art the portion I have sought. Thy precious blood my soul has bought. A life of fellowship and communion with our Savior God means everything to us. He's our best and our kindest friend who will love us to the very end. He made us very wonderfully when he brought each of us into this world. And he has preserved us faithfully, day after day after day, even though times are difficult and trying and hard, he provides for us. That's an answer to what you say in the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. We don't say to the Lord, give me a month's worth, give me a year's worth. We say, day by day, provide me with what I need, and I know you will take care of me. And he's redeemed us unto himself by his unconditional love. He sanctifies us so that we can live a life of Christian love. And finally, he will glorify us. He'll bring us home to that wonderful world where there won't be any problems ever again. There's no one and nothing that can compare to what our Lord and God means to us. He alone deserves first place in our hearts. And he, above all else, is the one we live for all the days of our life to the very end. Knowing all that we know about the Lord, rather than allowing ourselves to be pulled away from the Lord by the cares and pleasures of the world, now it's distractions, attractions, we want to draw ever closer to him and be strengthened in our faith in him. The psalmist confirms for us how truly beneficial this is when he says in verse 28, "For it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God." It's good for us to draw near to the Lord and put our faith and trust in Him in the future days ahead. For although there are many things about the days that lie ahead that are unknown to us, yet we know that the Lord will be faithful. He will be by our side. He'll graciously help us and hold us by His mighty hand. He's going to cause things to work out for our eternal good and His saving purpose. When we're straying from His paths, He will always be there to draw us back by His Spirit and bless us with the gift of forgiveness. When we're experiencing problems and are looking for guidance, it's good for us to draw near to God and listen to Him with a receptive spirit. This will do because we trust that His Word works blessings in our lives and leads us down the path of eternal life. The final thought that the psalmist leaves us with as we are looking to the future as believers is a resolve to declare to others all the wonderful works of our God. Dear Christian friends, why are you still here? Why didn't the Lord take you home this past year? It's because He has a purpose for you, a mission for you to carry out. And what's that mission? Eat, drink, and be merry? No. His mission for each and every Christian is to let other people know about the Savior so that they can be drawn closer to Him and they too can be blessed by God's saving help. So every single day that the Lord leaves us on this earth, we have a mission to carry out as His dear children, and that is to do all that we can to see to it that others learn about their Savior God and be blessed by Him. With the coming of each new day, may God grant us the grace to keep this mission in mind and be active in carrying it out. And as we look to the future, may we have a forward look of faith. Faith and trust in the Lord that He is going to help us every single day that lies ahead in the future. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God that surpasses human understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Please be seated. If you have an offering for today, please place it in the plate in the church entryway. We give thee but thine own, whatever the gift may be. All that we have is thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. Our next hymn is O rejoice, ye Christians, loudly. Dear Lord, we thank you for answering our fervent prayers for rain. You have so abundantly blessed us that even the very ground cannot hold it all. We also pray for those people being afflicted by the excess of water that has risen may their they be minimized in their danger and affliction. O God, our gracious Father, as we stand on the threshold of the new year, we are painfully mindful of our stubborn and sinful natures, which have often led us to do the very things you have forbidden, and to neglect the things you have commanded. Do not be angry with us on account of our sins, but for Jesus' sake, freely pardon us. Father, we are also mindful of the blessings you have showered upon us in the past, and also our need for your continual presence in the future. Years come and go, but you, our God, are ever the same. We are confident that from day to day and year to year, your tender kindness and compassionate love will rest upon us because you have adopted us as your children through Jesus. We thank and praise you for this, and we desire to serve and obey you. Watch over us lest we become victims of pride, of lust, of selfishness, of lovelessness, or any other evil attitude of our sinful flesh. Fill us with love toward others so that we are willing to lend our help to those who require it and to be generous toward those who are in need. Keep us from all bitterness toward those who may have wronged us and move us to forgive them as you have forgiven us. Give us grace through the Spirit to resist the devil, the world, and our flesh with a steadfast faith that is nurtured daily by your word. Bind the hearts of the membership of this congregation with the bonds of scriptural unity and grant an increase in faith and membership. Give each of us the courage and ability to witness to others of the faith that is in us, and grant that many may love Jesus, their priceless treasure. Rule the nations of this world and their leaders, causing them to pursue peace, not war, and persuade them to be kindly disposed toward the gospel, that mission work may not be hindered, nor any country closed to the gospel's sound. Deliver all who have been suffering injustice, also the politically oppressed. Feed the starving and rebuild the devastated areas of the world. Watch over us, ever guiding, guarding, and keeping us. Grant health to our bodies, and of your mercy, may this new year be a time of healing for all who need it. O merciful God, we dare to make our request known in Jesus' name because he is our Savior. Let's all join together in the prayer the Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please rise for the Lord's blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated. Our next hymn is Now Thank We All Our God, and please stand for the last verse. Please be seated. Good morning and Happy New Year. I have a couple of announcements this morning. There will be no school at SSLS this coming week. They're still on vacation. Next Sunday, we will have Bible class again, starting at 9 a.m. and a normal worship service at 10 a.m. And St. Stephen East Bay is at 1 p.m. and they have a church council meeting at 2 p.m. Thank you, Mark Oliver, for presenting us with the sermon and leading us in God's Word. Also next Sunday, we are discussing whether we should take the Christmas decorations down after service. And service would be from 10 to 11, so 11:15-ish we would get together then and bring down all the Christmas decorations. Also next Sunday, we will be doing the communion, because we did not have that today, and the installation of the church council members. Are there any other announcements? May you all have a blessed week.